This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I can't vouch for how well we're going to do on the show tonight, Super Don. I'm just a little nervous. I haven't been on injured reserve in a long time. And I don't have a reserve quarterback behind me, backing me up, so I'm going to have to throw left-handed tonight. Does that make sense?
Your right hand in, you put your right hand out, you put
little
your
hokey
right
pokey.
Hand in, and you smash it all about.
Oh, ow, I don't even want to shake it all about, my friend. Yesterday, we were carving the pumpkin, the 200-pound-plus pumpkin. And it was funny because I was noticing, you know, the kind of forearm strength. I'm digging by hand, and we're pulling everything out, separating the seeds out. The seeds are like this big. It's a huge pumpkin. And I'm digging. I'm like, get under my fingernails. I'm getting like pumpkin goop, which is fine, except that it's like lifting my fingernails. I'm thinking, I'm torturing myself, not with toothpicks, but with like pumpkin goop under my fingernails. And so I noticed, all right, I don't know if this had anything to do with what transpired after the fact. But we got the thing opened, we got it hollowed out, and my kids are right now doing a design on it. I'll get to see it after the show. I'll probably post it tomorrow. So I'm thinking, all right, now it's beautiful. It's 70-something degrees yesterday, and this was after the show broadcast. I said, I'm going to get on the bike. I hadn't been on the bike because I was a week in Florida away. Get on the bike, ride down half a block from the house. Jump the curb, like I do, just fun stuff on a mountain bike. Jump the curb, and I land, and I don't know what happened to the tires or the wheels. They just said, we're not going the way you think we're going. And it just tumbled and crumbled underneath me, and I went hard down on the asphalt or concrete, whatever it is, a combination of the two. And my left hand took a little bit, my knee took a little bit, but the brunt of it took it with my right forearm. And I was wearing biking gloves, but it didn't have the plastic strip that was really hard, just a little bit of cushioning. And I either tore ligaments, strained tendons, maybe cracked some, what do we call it, carpals or tarsals? Which ones are the toes? Which ones are the hands? Y'all do the hip bone connected to the you-know-what bone. I do that with my wife all the time to tease her. She likes to correct me. But there could be. There was a lot of swelling, a lot of pain last night, Super Don. And so here's what I was doing. I was taking heavy doses. I'm holding up the Plus CBD oil. I was actually taking the gold caplets. Right? I was down in a couple of those, and I was doing topical CBD. I had the raw here. I'm just holding this up for my friends at Plus CBD Oil. I put the raw CBD on right on my wrist, on the top of my hand. Also, loads of this, Advanced Arnica from Dr. Frank King. And I was taking I've got Advanced Arnica that you take orally and internally. This is a how-to lesson of the things to have on hand. Should you have an acute injury like mine, first aid for mind and body is another one that you can use, which is kind of like Advanced Arnica plus some. It's not only Arnica, but a lot of other things. Today, I went out and got some Dr. Christopher's Comfrey ointment. That's Bone Set. It's also known as Symphytum in homeopathic form. And this will help to accelerate, in case there is a hairline fracture or bone break, help to heal the bones faster than anything. That you can utilize in the herbal or plant-based kingdom. In homeopathy, as I said, we use Symphytum, and that is comfrey, and that's a topical comfrey. That's not. You know what I wish? I don't know if Jackie's watching, but I wish I had the Healthy Buddha in town because I would have gotten some kratom. Would have reduced my pain even more. So I'm mildly discomforted right now. I've got it in a brace, and we're just going to see how the show goes from here, Super Don. Is that the short version of recovery?
Yeah, I think you're going to do okay. I have faith in you.
You do. Well, I will go on that bit of faith, and then we'll go into our first story. If you want to introduce it for us, isn't this about the adenovirus at that rehab clinic in New Jersey?
Yeah, we've got another death of one of the children in that that rehabilitation center.
That makes from nine.
It's nine now. So the polio-like virus is continuing to do some damage here to these kids. Basically, I guess their immune system, because they're already compromised, right? I mean, they're rehabbing from medical issues mm-hmm. in this rehabilitation center, and it's hitting them pretty hard. And so, it's tragic.
I think that the point you're making is a good one, an important one, and they don't really address this. Even though they acknowledge it's a rehab center, they say the Wanak Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, New Jersey. Nine deaths from the adenovirus, however you pronounce it, according to the New Jersey Department of Health. But the question is it an extra vicious strain of adenovirus? I don't agree if that's what they're claiming. But I would agree that what you said, Super Don, is right. That if you've got kids in a rehab center, they are already immunocompromised. They are on multiple medications. You find one kid on there that's only on one drug. Good luck. And so what is the impact on the immune system? And, of course, do they address, like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the very real mineral deficiencies that make manifest viral activity, like selenium deficiencies? How many of these rehab centers for kids that are seriously ill are providing these kids with 100% whole food selenium? Or scratch that, even. How many of them are providing them synthetic forms of selenium? Not ideal forms, but even partially beneficial forms of selenium. None. None of them are. These are, of course, the officially sanctioned by government centers that are only allowed to exist. Because if I were to set up a center for healing and rehabilitation of children in New Jersey, and I used no drugs, and I used whole food nutrition, maybe some homeopathic medicine, it would be shut down faster than they could find Osama bin Laden 10 years later, if that was even real. Because the real threat in America to government is not foreign whatever. It's not even the caravan coming up, the fake caravan coming up to invade America from the south. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and its stranglehold on the people of America, much less its government and the media. And, of course, that leads to what? Complete suppression of the knowledge of the law of the terrain and how to correct these children's problems and correct their immune system, which also includes what? The utilization of probiotics, rebuilding and repairing their microbiome. And that would prevent many of these deaths. In fact, maybe any manifestation of the adenovirus, because just like all viruses, in a healthy person, they probably won't even cause a sniffle. And speaking of viruses, we've got, this is an interesting case. This is the CDC getting graded by parents and others about the AFM, the acute flaccid myelitis. This is fascinating. CNN has reported this story of all places, and they actually interviewed moms about the CDC's handling of this thing, because these children are getting vaccinations, but they're not mentioning this in the article. They're not mentioning it at CDC. Something's going on that's precipitating this. They're bringing their kids into the ERs with paralytic symptoms. So let's ask these parents, how do they rate the CDC's response here?
If you could give the CDC a grade for how they've handled AFM, what grade would you give them?
F. Failure.
They haven't handled it. They're still not handling it.
These moms say the CDC hasn't done enough to let emergency rooms know the signs of AFM, such as suddenly weakened or paralyzed arms or legs. And children, they say, are losing valuable time in getting treatment.
They're going into the ERs. The docs are like, I don't know what this is. This is a mystery. Because they're not told to look for acute adverse events from vaccination, for one. And they just scratch their heads and they're sending these kids home with their parents. That could be a disaster.
How many of you were sent home from the emergency room? all of you. You brought your paralyzed children into the emergency room.
And were sent home.
Three times I was sent home.
Yes, twice we were sent home.
I was told to bring him back in 4 days if he wasn't better. In 4 days, his diaphragm had stopped working and he would have died.
Does this sound, Super Don, anything like the proverbial archetypal response, take two aspirin and call me in the morning? Right? Just
That's
go home.
That's exactly what it sounds like, yeah.
Let us know in a few days. And as you heard in that last case, it's like 4 days later I do that and my kid is dead. They're not responding appropriately, but of course they're not taking responsibility that they're part of the problem. They may have in fact caused this. Now, does the CDC have a messaging problem, or is there a deeper problem than that? Let's find out.
Declining an on-camera interview, a CDC doctor got on the phone with us and said the messaging about AFM could be more effective.
The message isn't getting everywhere it needs to, and so we need to work harder at this.
And the CDC's own medical advisors say the agency has had some missteps.
We feel that their potential is tremendous as an institution. The CDC is not rising to its potential in this particular case. We feel that they're not playing their A game on this.
Well, what potential is he referring to? I mean, if it's to spread awareness of AFM, well, I guess you could say, look out, AFM is coming. But since they don't acknowledge a real cause, they have no idea what it is. What could they do, rising to their potential? By the way, which government agency that you rely upon rises to its potential, that you perceive that they could do so much better at taking money printed out of thin air, stolen from other hardworking Americans, and redistributing it to the pharmaceutical industrial complex via the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion? I'm not exaggerating here, but of course, we could always throw more money at AFM. Maybe that would solve it, because you know, that's the only thing between the CDC and figuring out what's causing AFM.
Dr. Van Haren and other CDC advisors tell CNN that the agency has been hesitant to focus research efforts on the particular virus they say evidence indicates is the cause of AFM. But the CDC says,
if this is a mystery so far, and we haven't solved it yet, so we have to be thinking broadly.
So they're saying it is not the virus you think it is, which is in the enterovirus family. We don't know what it is. It's a mystery. So we have to keep our focus wide. We can't go out and tell everybody it's the enterovirus. But if your focus is wide, CDC, why won't you mention, even once in any of your pronouncements, doctors, hey, look out for acute adverse reactions to seasonal vaccinations like the flu shot or any catch-up shots for school. For the parents who have not woken up and realized they've been scammed, potentially their children to death, via the CDC's worship of vaccination.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, whenever we can, we're live here with you, bringing you the news in a way that no other show can. They're not capable of doing it. That's not a criticism, it's just a fact. Now, for those of you who like to laugh a little bit, just laugh at my misfortune. Ha ha ha, I fell off my bike. And I've had some bike mishaps over my life. In fact, I used to, when I was a kid, Super Don, we would get on an old Huffy steel framed one, those heavy bikes with the long banana type seats or bigger seats.
Oh, yeah.
And we would set up ramps and we would be jumping things and like insane, no helmets. And I think, in fact, this reminds me of one of those events where I fell off and I think I fractured this kind of similar injury, but more on my wrist than in the parts of my hand. But there are other things that I've done over the years, like one Thanksgiving a few years back, I was hitting the mountain bike trails on Thanksgiving. No one was out there. I'm like, you know what? I've been doing this trail for a while. Let me do the insane triple black diamond one. And I went head over heels twice on some steep downs. It was way over my head. And I shouldn't be here. It was by the grace of God I'm still here doing things. So I didn't think I was pushing it yesterday when I did this. But hey, it's life. And you know what? The funny thing is, this morning I got a 10-day free pass to a new gym called Nine Round that opened up recently. That's like you can come anytime when they're open. You can start your workout every 3 minutes a new round starts. So you don't have to be there at the top of the hour. It's kind of cool. I was going to try it out, 10-day pass. And I'm like, I'm excited. I'm going to start out this morning. Yesterday, fall off my bike. May have broken my bones in my hand. I don't know. I'm like, I called him. I said, can I delay that 10 days? Oh, yeah, no problem. Sorry about that. So anyway, that's what we got. Now, what else we got today? World Stroke Day. Should we call Billy Squire? Or is that a different kind of stroke?
Ah, nice. Nice, yeah. Nice music reference there. Yeah.
Yeah. This is World Stroke
Day. Chris Marr would be proud. Yes.
Your dad years ago had a stroke. You've been through this. You know what this is like. And I don't know if he knew the warning signs. I don't know what meds he was on prior to that. But they talk about the symptoms of stroke maybe before it happens, but a sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg. Don't take that lightly, right? Sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. I usually do that on the show every day, so that's different here. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Sudden trouble walking or loss of balance. Severe headache with no known cause. So these are things if you're at risk, you've had some cardiovascular history, or if you're on meds for cardiovascular issues. These are real things to pay attention to. Now, they're not going to focus on anything that would actually prevent it. They only have one drug. They call it tissue plasminogen activator, or Alteplase, or Alteplase. It's the only FDA-approved medicine for stroke because they say it unclogs arteries. Well, I know what else unclogs arteries. IV chelation, EDTA. They discovered that in the early mid-20th century. They were using this substance to remove lead from severely lead poisoned individuals. And they found out, my gosh, their vascular systems came out clean as a whistle after having occlusions, blockages. So, of course, all of the, what do we call that, bypass surgeries that were going to happen in the 20th century would have been wiped out before they began. So something that was a known, legitimate, accepted medical practice, IV chelation, was then relegated to quack status. Doctors who did IV chelation were now considered Looney Tunes, because they could prevent what would then be a multi-million, maybe multi-billion dollar industry over the next 50, 60, now, well, at least 60 years, I think, of bypass surgery. So if you want to prevent occlusions, or you want to prevent blood clots, they'll put you on rat poison, Coumadin. We could do that with natokinase. That's an enzyme you can take. You can also utilize hydrogen water to hydrate more efficiently, more properly. We can also utilize silicon. Do the silicon challenge. If you're at risk for vascular disease, stroke, it's not just skeletal or neurological. It's vascular. 3 Alta silicas, 4 times a day, at least 2 weeks, to ramp up silica, because that's critical for vascular strength and elasticity. Selenium is going to be very important to protect you. There's a lot of inflammatory aspects because the liver is congested. Yes, you can shortcut everything by doing coffee enemas, but that does not preclude taking 100% whole food selenium every day, 200, 400, 600, even 800 micrograms. That will prevent a lot of problems with your cells, the inflammation that occurs. The GTF chromium we talk about will also help the liver and will also elevate HDL levels. They call it the protective form of cholesterol. I don't think there's any harmful cause of cholesterol. I mean, cholesterol itself is not harmful. It's only harmful when you have oxidative stress and damage, chronic inflammation of the vascular system, because you're eating garbage. Glyphosate, additives, preservatives, coloring, pesticides, heavy metals, GMOs, all the things that create the problem. That modern medicine comes in and rescues you, if it's not too late, by bypassing your heart 3 times or more, or giving you drugs that can cause you to bleed out. Is that what you want? Is that what you want, really? Then turn the dial off and listen to another show, because that's not the game we play here. Bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He accepted a public defender, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, on what will happen at that hearing on Thursday.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs.
The President and First Lady will head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a White House press briefing, and she was asked about health care and pre-existing conditions.
The President's health care plan that he's laid out covers pre-existing conditions. The President wants to lower premiums to make health care more affordable. Nobody will be charged higher premiums if they keep their coverage, and nobody will be denied coverage under the President.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. I'm somehow flying without any wings. Little Tom Petty reference there. I've got a heavy wing on my right wing because it got tatered. This wing got tatered. I wrecked the bike, fell off, crunch. I don't know if it broke or not, but I'm getting the swelling down before I do the next phase, if I do anything else, if I'm going to have any allopathic intervention, which I'm not intending to do. But we'll see. I've got enough tools to get me through it. Also, thinking about clipping wings, there was a bird. Did I tell you the reflection of the mountains through our bay window out back? Occasionally birds. Now, two birds have done this. They've flown into the window and they've died. Now, it's like sad. It's like, I tried the first one to give him some arnica, but he was already gone. I think they break their neck when they do this sometimes, but
And I've saved birds with arnica that have done that in years past. Once in Minnesota at my friend Ann Archer Butcher's house years ago on the lake there. And we were able to save it with arnica. But this bird, another bird did it yesterday, Super Don. So I was out back and we have the outdoor slash indoor cat. Lives in the garage, but it's our mouser. It keeps everything out of the garden. And I showed the cat this bird and it grabbed it by the neck. It was already dead and had a feast. We're talking, if y'all don't think cats are eaters of raw food, mostly protein, and it went all for the vital organs. It just ripped into it and ate it, and that's how nature works. The circle of life, Superdyne. Have I grossed you out? I don't know if Superdyne's even connected. He's having internet problems. But I read yesterday, or the day before, that they were talking about invasive species. I remember in the Everglades, it was the Burmese pythons. But a lot of times people will release like carp into the wild. You know, they're fish or things that they grow out of balance. And they said the ultimate predator in terms of it wasn't here, it wasn't everywhere, are cats. Felines. And I love cats. But yeah, I agree. And I've said this before. As much as I love cats and you think they love you back, if they were big enough, they would eat you. I'm just saying, don't turn your back on a cat. They would eat you. I still love them. More libertarian streak than dogs. But anyway, that's just the side journey as we move into, I believe, peanut allergies is where we were going to go. Superdon, you let me know if you're still here and we'll talk some more. Otherwise, I'll go into the peanut allergy story here. Here's a headline at CNBC. Why peanut reactions have become almost epidemic and what to do about food allergies. A study from the Jaffe Food Allergy Institute at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital found from 1997 to 2008, peanut allergies tripled from 1 in 250 children to 1 in 70. It's really almost an epidemic, Jaffe's Dr. Scott Sitcher says. Now, this seemingly parallels, interestingly enough, the increase in vaccine schedule. You got to find out what has tripled. A lot of things have tripled or more than that. Autism rates have gone up extraordinarily, and we see 1 in 88, some say 1 in 32, depending on if you break it out from male to female. And you go, wait a second. Is it possible that any of the substrates of any of these vaccines have been made utilizing peanut oil or any derivative of peanuts? Or are there any things in these vaccines that are similar enough to peanut protein that when you deliver these antigens into the body starts reacting and overreacting to things that are similar to whatever's in the vaccine. So there's a transposition in a sense. It says, oh, that looks similar. Like in homeopathy, we have the law of similars, right? You've heard about that, law of similars. Could that be possible? No mention of it in this case. And also, what about the issue of leaky gut? Is there any mention of this in food allergies? I was the poster boy for food allergies much of my young life. I know of what I speak because this was the body that suffered tremendously. Not only food, but airborne allergens, danders from animals, horses, cats, dogs. I was allergic to everything. Why? Was it the allergen that caused my allergies? Or was it because I was on the antibiotic of the month club growing up? Yep, I was taking chemo every month just about. Oh, another infection. Mom and Dad, I had a medical family. Love you, Mom. You know, we didn't know. We know what we didn't know. We didn't know. We know. We went to doctors. Another antibiotic. Sinus infection, throat infection, ear infection, stomach. You name the infection, I had it. Lots of antibiotics. Guess what that did? Ripped my guts apart. Caused inflammation of the lining of the gut. Destroyed the villi. Wiped out the integrity of the epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal tract. This is why my mission and purpose, among the few of them that I have, is to heal the guts of all those who are ready to be healed. Reach around the back of your television set, those of you watching on YouTube right now. You're healed, right? That's how it worked. I remember Robin Williams did that. I think he made fun of Ernest Ainsley all those years ago, the televangelist. You will feel the power. Well, listen, you know what you need to do. You need to get the silver and the aloe into your gut because the separation of cells that are inflamed is very real. And what happens is the undigested proteins could be from peanuts, but anything, any proteins that are undigested, not broken down to their base amino acids for safe utilization by the body, can now have access to the bloodstream that would never get there before because of the cell separation that occurs with gastrointestinal inflammation. Colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, we call it leaky gut. No mention of leaky gut here. Unless I missed it, Super Don, you'll have to let me know later, but I didn't see anything referencing leaky gut. So what are we going to do? Are we going to give them steroids? Are we going to give them allergy shots? Are we going to give them non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs? Are we going to give them nasal inhalers? Lung inhalers? By the way, if you want to heal your lungs, you got allergies. Yes, you can take the silver orally. Yes, you can shove the silver up your nose nicely, gently. I don't want your nose to bleed because I shoved it too. Robert said to shove it up my nose. No, not literally. You just take the spray and go in the nose. Or nebulize. Anybody dealing with respiratory issues of any kind could benefit by taking the silver hydrosol into a nebulizer, a teaspoon, breathing it into the lungs through the sinus cavity as well. If you got COPD, if you got asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, it doesn't matter. Cancer cells down there, it doesn't matter. The silver has an ability to do some amazing things in reducing tissue inflammation and upregulating the healing of tissue, as well as being a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. Happens to be oncolytic, although nobody making the stuff is going to say, this is the cure for cancer. And I don't even claim it's the cure for cancer. Selenium is more important than anything in terms of cancer prevention and reversal. All right, so we got peanut allergy epidemic. Yes, you could take homeopathic remedies like Dr. King's remedies. He's got allergy formulas that'll deal with food allergies. And so if you call up Dr. King's, go to 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. And that'll get you connected to Dr. Frank King and his allergy formulas, which is way better, in my opinion, than in the 10 years of allergy shots I got. 10, count them 10. I can't do this hand very well. 10. Looks scary. Y'all are watching on YouTube. It's big. It's not as big as the thumb of Ozzy Osbourne when he had a staph infection, because I don't have an infection, thankfully. So, what do we got? Peanut oil, maybe in the shots, but even if it isn't, the cross-referencing of proteins that are similar and the hyperreaction, the overreaction, that happens only when you have leaky gut. The leaky gut can be caused by vaccines, but glyphosate is big time now. Am I missing something? I got to see that you didn't cut yourself, did you? My son just came and he carved the pumpkin. I can't wait to see it. What did you guys do? Oh, an anime? 100. Okay, so we're going to see something creative later. I'll take pictures of it. All right, thanks. You know, he's 18. He just doesn't know not to interrupt his dad when he's on the air. I'm on the air. Thank you. It's not a commercial break. Leave me alone, kid. My turn. What? No, I'm not listening to you. Get out of my office. Get out of Unbelievable. All right, you're sleeping outside tonight, and it's going to be cold. All right, so what do we got next on the article side? The role of probiotics in food allergies. Okay, this is good. Let's see if we can do this. I am on the air, aren't I? Yeah, I am. I think so. Nobody told me I'm not. It just Super Don sent me a message. Let's see. Start the week off right. The role of probiotics in food allergies. Let me read the note to Super Don. Is there something from Super Don here? I got nothing. No. All right. Well, let me go. See, I'm doing this left-handed. I told you I'm on injured reserve tonight, so don't expect this to be a really good show. If it's been great, it could be all downhill from here. Just saying. Until Dr. Batar shows up, then we go advanced medicine again. So, start the week off right. The role of probiotics in food. By the way, if you're not certain of this, you have the ability to go to robertscottbell.com. And all of the articles that I'm referencing here, you get to read them if you want to research further. It's fine if you don't. I got you covered. But those of you who are interested, you eggheads out there, dig in. And even if you're allergic to eggs, it's not going to trigger your allergies. It might trigger a headache if it's just too intense to read this stuff. But that's why I try to make this stuff easier for you. So, a study done on children with peanut allergies showed that when they were given a probiotic called Lactobacillus rhamnosus with a peanut protein for 18 months, almost 80% of them were able to eat peanuts with no allergic reaction. And these children were followed for 4 years. So we go to the gut microbiome. I always talk about that, but I'm not going to say it's secondary, but it is in this case. Because if you throw Lactobacillus rhamnosus in a gut that is decimated by antibiotics, has no villi left, such inflammation, it'll probably pass right on through, or it might alter once it's there just to survive, and it might not be good for you at that point. So my goal and role for you is to understand the home, the law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp, is key to understanding how to overcome allergies. It took me 2 years to do it. when I was starting out at the age of 24 with homeopathic medicine, organic food, herbs, minerals, things like that. What I've done with the Silver Aloe Protocol and the other adjuncts that are written about in Unlock the Power to Heal is take that two-year time frame down to 2 months or shorter. That's not bad. I think if you're complaining about that, go to the planet Mercury. It rotates around the sun even faster. If you survive the heat there, maybe it'll happen quicker there. But for now on Earth, 2 months to recover from colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, leaky gut, that's not bad. Not bad at all. And some of you can do it quicker than that. By the way, Unlock the Power to Heal, available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble online, BN.com. And I'll have some copies at the lecture coming up at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Orem, Utah. And that's coming up Thursday, November 1st. I believe that's correct. And then the following Wednesday, which I think is the 7th, I'll be at the Sugar House Store in Salt Lake City for Redmond Heritage Farm Store. And get the organic French fries fried in coconut oil. They are amazing. Absolutely amazing. And they shouldn't trigger any peanut allergies for you. There's no peanut oil there anyway. So we got that coming up, folks. So yeah, probiotics, good. That's a good article from the Quad City Times. I have to give them props for that. You don't see that in the mainstream media all that much. You do that in combination with the homeopathic remedies for the peanut allergies, you're going to succeed. You're going to overcome it. Work it slowly but surely, and you and your children will overcome what they can't figure out with a drug. You can do it with probiotics and healing the gut. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go, and we'll talk about those that are too partisan. Are they going to have an impact in the election?
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, I am, imagine if you're a right-handed hitter. The World Series just ended. We'll talk about that with Dr. Vitar a little later. But, you know, suddenly you can't hit right-handed. You have to hit left-handed. Now, if you're Chipper Jones, no problem, right? Mickey Mantle, right? If you could hit from both sides of the plate. But I'm pretty much right-handed. So it's kind of like a handicap tonight. Not the severest of handicaps, but anyway, it's enough for me to gripe and complain about, and y'all can play the world's smallest violin if you want to. That's okay. On top of that, Super Don's now got redneck internet worse than Ty Bollinger's, apparently, tonight. So we're trying to get him reconnected. So it's just you and me and all y'all listening out there on radio and those of you watching on YouTube or anywhere else that you're streaming it live. We got World Psoriasis Day. We'll talk about that with Dr. Batar later. I mentioned upcoming events. I don't know if we've added them to the show notes because I would have typed it in today, but not typing all too well. And in that, we got Super Don. Hey, Super Don's back!
Yay! I'm back.
Yeah, you're my like crutch because I got one arm down and I didn't have you to lean on because you're redneck internet.
I'll tell you, right now I am. In fact, I mean, my internet is so bad, I couldn't log in. It took me like 2 minutes to log in to be able to forward the number, to be able to call in. I'm just like,
wow.
So my internet crutch is having a problem as well. So.
Yeah, so something's going on. There's a little bit of hop-alongs and different things that are happening, but we managed to get through it. We do. So this final segment of this hour. It's about, LA Times is telling me I've reached my monthly free limit for articles, but I think I found a way to see it anyway. This is about the partisanship, right? Oh, it's all too partisan. Well, it turns out that the fringes may not decide the election, may have nothing to do with deciding the election. It's those in the middle who hate both of them. Right? They hate the left, they hate the right. They're like, I've had it with this Hegelian dialectic thing. And they're somewhere in the middle. I don't know where. Which way are they going to tip the scales? Now, if we look at the walkaway, hashtag walkaway campaign from Brendan Strzok, who we had on with Celia Farber months ago before he blew up and went all big. They had a big event in the cold rain of D.C., and they're talking about a whole big group of people leaving the Democrat Party. And then there's the Blexit now. Black exit from the Democrat Party. That's a new term. Brexit, that's Great Britain leaving the EU, right? British leaving the EU. Now, what do we got? Blexit. Blacks leaving the Democrat Party. Feeling freer than ever. Not being oppressed anymore. And so, is it going to swing it to the Republicans who at least talk a little better game on freedom, but are still stuck in a Hegelian dialectic by and large, and are still stuck in defending socialism? None of them are speaking out against Medicare. None of them are speaking out against Social Security. These are not constitutional groups or organizations or plans in a place that values individual liberty and defends individual liberty. So the vast unwashed middle that is disgusted with both sides of the political aisle, which way will they tip the scale, Super Don?
That's a good question. There are a lot of people that try and predict, here, this is what's going to happen and stuff. I think 2016 pretty much turned that whole concept on its ear, because there were a lot of people that were predicting what was going to happen, and majority of everybody got it wrong.
It was a landslide. The other way.
Oh, absolutely. So what you've got now is you've got this group of people that are pretty much just hold your nose and vote, that don't fall into that partisan hate Donald Trump or love Donald Trump, that in a lot of cases with a lot of these races around the country are probably going to be the ones that will decide who wins or loses. And so I think what you've got is you've got the campaigns are trying to figure out how do we appeal to those people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that they can, to be honest with you. In the way things are right now, everybody is so polarized that those people like me who just go, all of you guys are idiots. It's like a lot of those people are staying home. They're just not even going to vote because they don't want to even be a part of the craziness that's going on right now. And that's kind of a sad situation.
Well, we talk about nullification all of the time here. And I think that your best bet is to withdraw consent and let it crumble so that we can reestablish a constitutional government that does not violate life, liberty, and property every time you turn around. And I know that's not popular for a lot of folks that are going, no, vote, everybody vote. Look, it's between you and your creator. Make that decision. Don't be pressured. Feel it. Sense it. The force is strong with this one. And my arm is healing more rapidly than most of the times it would. So, all right, Super D, let's get Dr. Rasha Bittar on for hour two. We'll do some advanced medicine together. And we've got to talk psoriasis and a whole lot of other stuff, including a little bit of World Series updates. Oh, the Robert Scapell Show after the news break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.